Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
You. What's up, everybody? What's going on? What's good on this another 10th straight 90-degree day, I think it is. Anyway, you know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me last week with Shakima D. Ford of SFDFS. Let me get this right. Shakima D. Ford of SDF Financial Solutions. Thank you so much, Shakima, for coming on the program last week. We were at the studio in Clifton, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Shakima. Thank you to Fifth Ward Councilman Louis Velez for coming on the program the week prior to that. I got some surprises for you this week. And see, I saw Cliff Nelson today. I was riding through Jersey City. I saw Cliff Nelson today coming out of the chicken place, the old chicken place on Communipal Avenue, the old chicken place that people used to get shot up at all the time when I lived in Jersey City. Anyway, nothing happened to Cliff, but I saw him come out of the chicken place today. So shout out to Cliff Nelson, who haven't been to that chicken place in 20 years. But shout out to him. And shout out to you. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Back here again, once again, thank the Lord for another week. I made it through. A lot of people didn't. Peace be upon those who did not. But I happened to make it through, and I'm grateful. So everybody helped me, thank God. That's another thing. You know, I make observations, like, you know, when I'm on social media, and I make observations about certain things. And, you know, I noticed now that people, you know, does anybody really care about where we go or what we do or where we graduated from? Does anybody really care? And I make little observations about, you know, these things that I wonder about throughout my day, making observations about social media. And what people, shout out to Gil Maestro Jr. What's up, Gilly? Missed you Monday night, man. Hope to see you again soon. Okay. So I'm watching, you know, Facebook now, and a lot of people are saying, help me wish my son, help me wish my grandson, help me wish my this one, help me wish that one. help me wish so-and-so a happy birthday. Help me wish, hey, what's going on, Gilly? Help me wish so-and-so a happy birthday. Help me wish so-and-so. And not to be, just an observation, not to be, keep doing whatever it is you're doing. But just an observation of, you know, people, help me wish this one a happy birthday. Help me wish this one happy graduation. Help me wish my grandson. Help me, you know. You never see nobody come on and say, help me spend my paycheck. You know, help me spend this pick three money I just won. Help me spend this pick four money. Meet me at the mall, you know. Help me wish this. Help me wish that. You know, it's nothing original anymore. You know, Facebook and social media has destroyed originality. But there's nothing else that's original. Nothing is original anymore. It gets copied instantly. You know, back in the day, when somebody came up with something, it would take a while for it to filter through, you know, society, for example. It would take a while for it to filter through. And so you wouldn't hear certain things until after they filter through the community. But now, somebody comes with an idea, puts it on Facebook, boom, it goes out to millions of people, and millions of people grasp on to that particular thing. Millions of people. And as opposed to back in the day when these things would take time to circulate through the community. If somebody came up with a phrase or a saying or something like that, it would take time to circulate through the community. But with the onset of social media, you know, nothing stays original for very long. Boom. Once it goes out on social media, it is going out to millions of people, and amazing people are adopting these things. There's nothing original in America anymore. Anyway, it's about 8 minutes past the hour. You're watching the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Another 90-degree, I mean, man, it was like sweltering. But you know what? I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining because guess what? In a couple of months, when it's 10, 12 degrees, 8 single digits, we'll be wishing for this weather to come back. So right now, I'm not complaining about it. I'm actually loving that we're having this type of weather right now, 90 degrees. Well, it feels a little hot and hazy out there, but you know what? I'm all right with it. Because like I said, October, November, December, January is going to be hawking, too hawking to be walking, and a lot of you are going to wish that this weather came back. So enjoy it while you can. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And when it's on blogtalkradio.com, Ron Kelly Show. .com. Watched a little bit of the debates last night. You know, the debate is good sleeping medicine. You know, so I don't take sleeping pills or anything like that to induce sleep. I'm really afraid of pills, just, other than aspirins, unless they just prescribed by a doctor. And I was watching a little bit of the debates, the presidential debates on the Democratic side last night, and I only really watched it so I could have some actual, some real feedback, because I don't just sit here and anything I talk about, believe me, I've done my homework, I've done my research. Anything that I talk about, I have watched the TV program, I've done my due diligence as far as, you know, getting the background information, so I don't come up, you know, come up talking about something I don't know anything about. Okay, so I watched the debate for last night, and it was, man, I just can't wait for the others to drop off, you know. So it was attack Joe Biden night last night. Everybody attacked Joe Biden. Everybody, Kamala Harris, all the people who are going to lose, and they're all going to lose. And Joe Biden, no matter what anybody says or thinks, Joe Biden is going to wind up being the nominee. Plain and simple. You can watch until your head falls off. Joe Biden will be the nominee. So I watched a little bit of the program last night, and it was kind of, you know, just 20 people. It's just way over the top, 20 people. So I'll get into that a little bit later on. I am going to talk about the immigration. I am going to talk about Donald Trump, and not necessarily about the what we all know, but things that we don't know, some of the things we don't recognize about Donald Trump. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. So I'll take a quick break and I'll come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked them tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
And we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's one of my keychains. See that? That's keychains. Ron Kelly Show keychain. Keychain. I just have a little glance at it. And, oh, okay, that's one of my keychains. Ron Kelly Show keychain. You know, next time I do something outside, I'll make sure I bring a whole bunch of these and I give them away. So you don't. Know, 13 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, Ron Kelly Show. com. And boy, yeah, hot again, 90 degrees, hot, hazy, lazy, crazy days of summer. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to complain because, like I said, wintertime, winter 2019 comes around, it's going to be fierce, and you're going to be wishing that these days came back. So enjoy it. Enjoy it, because the summer, we all know, the summer seems like it lasts for 20 minutes, and the winter lasts forever. All right, it's 14 minutes past the hour. So, you know, I spoke about this last week on a teaser for the Ron Kelly Show. What's good, Osman? Osman Shabazz. Shout out to Osman Shabazz, Gil Maystow Jr., and everybody else who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. I'll get to all of you. But, you know, I'm thinking about the situation on the border, the southern border of the United States and Mexico, and what's going on with CBP. Customs and Border Patrol, and the heat that they're catching because of how they are, how the Customs and Border Patrol of the United States of America, and the heat that they're catching from certain politicians who basically want photo ops, who could care less about those children and the families, and coming from other countries, trying to cross into the United, into the border, cross the border illegally to come into the United States of America, come illegally. Now, there's been quite a bit of contention, and there are folks on both sides who, some for the migrants, they call them, and some against. Now, I'm not necessarily against the migrants, but I am against illegal immigration. So we're going out here. So folks are going down there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and many of these folks, some who are running for president, folks who are running for president of the United States of America, are going down to the Mexican border and giving the Customs and Border Patrol grief because they're doing their job. The job is to catch people crossing the border illegally. That's what the Customs and Border Patrol's job is. That's what the Homeland Security Department does. It's a branch of the Homeland Security, and they catch illegal immigrants. Now, on the one hand, you look at the people and you say, well, you know, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Shout out to Van Hayboy, who's watching the program. What's up, Van? So on one hand, you look and you say, well, you know, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to take this a little bit further than what y'all think I'm going to do. Now, you look and you say, well, you know, they're running from strife. They're running from murderous dictators. They're running from, armies that run some of these countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and some of these heinous places where the lawless places where these folks are coming from. You know, so they're walking from South America to North America, so they must be pretty desperate. And this is what America is supposed to be about. America is supposed to be about the land of the free and the home of the brave and welcoming folks into the United States of America. That's what the United States was about. And yes, the United States of America is about welcoming immigrants, but not illegal ones. Not illegal ones. Now, you may, you may stop watching my program, whatever the case may be. That's on you. Others will take your place. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, if God meant for all the countries to be wealthy and rich like America, he would have made all the countries wealthy and rich like America, but he did not. We want to be the beacon of light to the world, and we want to be all America. You can be anything, do anything, and which is somewhat true. You people come to America, you can move to France, but you'll never be a Frenchman. You can move to China, but you'll never be a Chinaman. But you can move to America and you can be an American. And that's what the great Ronald Reagan said on his way out, his last. And I liked Ronald Reagan, who was the president of the United States from 1980 to 1988 and succeeded Jimmy Carter. So you can come to America, you can be what you want, you can do what you want, you can become a millionaire, you can play the lotto and be rich the next day. There's so many wondrous things in America that you can't do in other places. And so America is looked at as the beacon to the world, the light of the world. And that's how America looks. But America, despite the wealth of this country, America is poor. And I'll tell you why when we come back. I'll tell you why America can't afford to take in a bunch of people and you just can't afford it anymore. And I'll tell you why in a minute when we come back. It's right now, it's about 20 minutes past the hour. It's a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Take a little shortbread, daddy nut bar. How many treats? Take a little shortbread, daddy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. So I'm talking about the immigrants, the illegal immigrants that are being rounded up and placed in what's being called as horrifying conditions in Mexico. You see, these people are coming to America at an alarming rate. And, you know, and the bottom line is just that the Customs and Border Patrol were not prepared for the mass exodus of, exodus, not meaning out, but in to the United States of America, the mass onslaught of people coming into the United States of America. And people are blaming the Customs and Border Patrol for the problem, but it's not the Customs and Border Patrol, they're working. It's not, these people are trying to enter the United States legally. Now, I can understand, you know, I am sympathetic to folks, you know, trying to escape tyranny. A lot of these countries, they come from Guatemala, El Salvador, Venezuela nowadays, and some of the other ones are rife with lawlessness and you can't get any help. There's no welfare, there's no Medicaid, nothing like that down in some of these countries. So I can sympathize with the folks who come here from Guatemala or Nicaragua and so many other places where the law just doesn't exist. But they come into America, and people are like, oh, yeah, let them in, we'll take care of them. Well, you know what? The debt of the United States of America, national debt of the United States of America is now $22 trillion. $22 trillion. So what it means is that the tax money that the United States government takes in yearly is not enough to run a government. So the U.S. government's public debt now is $22 trillion. Now, that's the highest it's ever been. The Treasury Department data comes as tax revenue has fallen and federal spending continues to rise. So this new debt level reflects a rise of more than $2 trillion from the day President Trump took office in 2017. And when Obama was president, they did it. When Bill Clinton was president, they did it. When George Bush, the second George Bush presidency, they did it, and they continue to do it. The debt ceiling, that's what they call it, debt ceiling. And why have a debt ceiling if you're going to keep raising it? Yeah. Shout out to Mike Gates, who says Revelation 21, from 21st chapter, 22nd through 23rd verse, and I saw another temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty. Let me see what else Lamont Gates says. And the land. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the lamp, the land. Okay, Lamont, I get it, but what are you trying to say? Lamont Gates, just shout out to Lamont Gates, a regular listener of Ron Kelly Show, just posted Revelation 21st chapter, the 22nd through the 25th verse. God does want us all together, but greed has ruined that. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, God does want us all together, but greed has ruined that. Well, you know, Lamont, see, you can't, by 2029, it's estimated that the United States debt will reach $28.7 trillion. Now, that's only 10 years from now. We'll all be 10 years old. $28.7 trillion, the United States. See, the United States government borrows money every year for its budget. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother. The United States borrows money every year for its budget. And yes, the United States budget, billions of dollars are being spent on the migrants to improve the facilities. Which Trump is right. Trump is not all wrong. And I know you're probably thinking I bumped my head on something, but Trump is not all wrong. He's not. Now, he might be the biggest a-hole on the planet. He might have the worst delivery since the dawn of time, but Trump is not always wrong. And these the facilities, I mean, the families are getting, they know what's going to happen when they know. And don't get me wrong, shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister, love you, my sister. The migrants know what's going to happen when they get here. They know. They know. And I think it's wrong that people go down there and complain about the conditions. I mean, what are we supposed to do? You know, what are we supposed to do? We have thousands and thousands of people coming to the United States, and they have to be vetted. We have to find out who's who. Somebody just shut my, it might be Facebook cutting my show off because low network connection, it says. So right now it's recorded. I don't think it's broadcasting, it's just recorded. But anyway, what are we supposed to do as Americans? I mean, what are we supposed to do? You know, I mean, I agree that now that we know what the situation is, we can adjust to it. But early on, there really wasn't much we can do. I mean, people just came in and overwhelmed the system. And it was probably chaotic because those, the CBP, those people don't know what to do. The the people who are protecting the border, they don't really know what to do with all these people. They don't know what to do. They have no idea. So we have all this, you know, this talk going on about where the kids are staying. This is not an American problem. This is not, you know, we're here. This is an American problem. So we continue to take in people. People have to be taken care of. And like President Obama, for example, doubled the national debt. It was $10.6 trillion when Obama took office, and it was $20 trillion when he left. So President Obama doubled the national debt. Now, now President Trump has added $2 trillion in his first 2 years. President Trump has added $2 trillion to the debt. So you take people in, you know, we have to understand that when you're taking people in, these people have to be taken care of. Yes, we are a, you know, it's America, and we're hand of land of the free and home of the brave, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, and all this stuff. Yes, but we have to be, you know, I can't see us spending billions of dollars trying to appease some other people. I just don't see it. I don't see it. You know, the things are the way they are because they're the way they are. And I don't think that people are going down and they're going down to the border and they're getting photo ops. Shout out to my people on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure you guys are all listening. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm trying to look. I'm trying to look at Facebook to see if I'm actually broadcasting. I don't think I am, but maybe Facebook is monitoring my broadcast. No. Okay. All right. I'm not. It says I'm live. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, I'll find out though. I'll take a break and I'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, all right. We are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Not sure why we are being, I'm not sure if it's Facebook or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure what's going on, but the show is definitely, it says that it's been paused. It said the show has been paused for some particular reason. I don't know, maybe because I was talking about the migrants and my lack thereof of support for this effort. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, yeah, the video has been paused, it says. Not sure why, but my video has been paused. Shout out to all my people who are listening to me on blogtalkradio.com, mrronkellyshow.com. Not sure if we're going back on Facebook or not, but let's see. Let's see if we can get back. That's good. All right, so we're back to the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Not sure what happened with the first broadcast. I'm going to try to go back. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Not sure at all why the first program was paused. It says low network connection. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I'm going to take that off. Low network connection. I'm not sure what that means, but I think what that transferred, what that actually meant was, what that actually meant was, we want to shout out to Anthony Moriano, who just joined the program. So my broadcast on Facebook Live just went dead. So I'm not sure why that happened. But shout out to Lamont Gates and Jimmy Williams, who also joined me on it. Yeah, still says low network connection. Still says low network connection. All right, so we're back. We moved over to the other side. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Thank you to all who. Well, I know it looks dark, right, because my landing is all jacked up. Anyway, thanks so much, everybody, for joining me on this side. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I am being, maybe I'm in Facebook jail, you know. Oh, because of my God comment? Shout out to Lamont Gates. Thank you, brother. Because of my God. Oh, you know what? Well, you know, see, I don't think it's our responsibility. You know, people, I understand that people need help, and they need, you know, they people need, the folks who are coming here. But it's not our fault that there's thousands and thousands of people down at the border. Whose fault is that? It's not the fault of the Customs and Border Patrol. It's not Trump's problem. I mean, this is something that just came out of nowhere. I mean, they never had so many people coming at one time. And you know, in the Customs and Border Patrol have just been overwhelmed with the situation. It just has been overwhelming. They don't know what to do. So you got thousands and thousands of people. You can't let them in. They got to be vetted. The people have to be vetted. And people do try to sneak in. I know there's an operation going on right now. I'm not going to say where, but I know about it. And people do. What's up, my brother? Shout out to you, brother. Thank you, Jimmy Williams, for your comment on my show. Thank you, brother. And happy birthday, man. I'm glad you had a good time, you and your wife and children. So we get the people, you know, and this is costing money. You know, and I know there's folks who, and I'm sympathetic to the folks who come here from other places and trying to escape whatever it is they're trying to escape. But there's people who come here with other people's kids. I mean, you got to figure out who these people are. You got to figure out who these people are. You got to figure it out. You can't just let people just come into the country, and you know. So I mean, I think the people, the Customs and Border Patrol, the folks down there, are doing the best they could. I mean, yeah, there's corruption, and yeah, there's people probably taking money. Yeah, that happens everywhere. You know, but when you come to the United States of America illegally, and you get put into a situation that you can't get out of, you can't start crying and saying, "Oh, poor me," because it was you that came here. It was you. And now, you know, the Customs and Border Patrol and the United States Customs Service is overwhelmed with people. They're just not sure what to do. They got more people, and they don't have enough space. So when you come to the United States of America legally, you got to deal with whatever happens. You got to deal with it. You know, it's not up to the United States of America to oh, hey, let me fluff your pillow. Need another blanket? No. You came here illegally, and you're being treated as such until they can figure out who you are and decide whether it's okay to allow you to come into America. Okay. So I'm just being told that my video ended. Oh, boy. Anyway, my video ended, so that's it for that, for the other side. Anyway, so, you know, we can't blame the folks down there at the border. They're doing the best that they can to accommodate all of the people who have showed up there. So you can't really blame the Customs and Border Patrol for the nonsense. You know, we got people going down there. Oh, you know, they locked them in cages. The kids, the people came here. You know, well, how do you expect to be treated if you try to cross the border illegally? How do you expect to be treated? You expect people to, you know, warmly, oh, give me a hug? No. You came to the country illegally, and you'll be treated as such until such time where the judges and the justice system down there, flawed as it may be, can figure out who you are and whether it's okay to allow you into this country. So I think it's wrong for people to come here and go on national television and cry about the conditions. It was your choice to come here. That was your choice. You made the choice to come to the United States of America illegally. So, I mean, it's just like you go into jail and you start complaining that the food's not good. I mean, well, you went to jail. If you didn't go to jail, I've been eating good food all my life. You know why? Because I haven't been to jail. Have not been to jail. So that's why I can eat a steak and whatever else I want to eat. I don't go to jail. Plain and simple. Anyway, I don't go, you know, people come in here and they cry, oh, they treat us bad. Well, you came here illegally. How do you expect to be treated? You think they're going to roll out the red carpet as you cross the river? You know, yeah, I mean, that's the family, the man who the picture they showed of the poor man who died, and along with his daughter trying to cross the border. Yeah, we understand desperation. We understand desperation. But see, when you cross the bridge, see, instead of them turning you right back right away, the hope is that you're being held somewhere. South of Lamont Gates says, planet Earth never had borders, even while humans existed, until brutal savages decided to take land by a sword. Who are those brutal savages, Lamont? Were those the Christopher Columbus and or the folks who discovered America, the United States of America? Well, even in Jesus' time, they had borders. You know, even when Jesus walked the earth, you know, Persia and you know, Rome was at the time, Cleopatra, Egypt was like the United States of that time. Egypt, very progressive, wealthy people, you know, that water system and stuff like that, people they'd never heard of back in the day. And, you know, so even when Jesus walked the earth, there were borders. But every country has borders. This is how it is. And when you cross a border illegally, don't expect for them to roll out a red carpet for you. You're going to be treated as a criminal. Just because you may be trying to escape strife, or, you know, escape poverty, whatever, like that doesn't give you, you know, carte blanche to crash in somebody else's country. Just like, yeah, I can't go into somebody else's house and sit on a couch. I have to get permission to do so. I have to be invited in. So when you're invited into the United States of America, and you're allowed to enter this great country, you'll be able to enjoy the fruits of what makes this country so great. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, in response to my assertion that there were borders even in Jesus' time, Lamont Gates says, no, they didn't. That's why Jesus was able to flee to Egypt as a baby. Shout out to Michael Mazer, a brother from Boston, well, from Massachusetts area. What's up, brother? I was in Jersey City, man. Some of you guys crossed my mind today. Shout out to Michael Mazer. Yeah, so but there were borders. There were, I do believe, I'll look it up, Lamont, because you kind of came out of left field with that. But I'll look it up. But I do believe that there were borders. You know, and we can't, you know, we can't, America is going broke trying to take care of migrants, foreign aid to Israel in particular, and nothing against Jews. But the United States gives Saudi Arabia, the United States gives, I will, Lamar Gates, I will. The United States gives a lot of money to a lot of these other countries, besides taking care of our own, Medicaid, Social Security, and now this border stuff to give $7 billion. See, the United States has limits. This is my point. The United States has limits, and we can't take everybody in. America has limits. And see, when the United States, when the stock market crashes again, and it will one of these days, hopefully no time soon, but when stock market crashes, you know, we're going to know what it was like in 1929 with soup lines and everybody out of work. Everybody. So we're gonna see that. We're going to see that when the United States goes bankrupt, which it one day, and people think like, oh, America will never be bankrupt. Yeah, it will. It will. Yeah, it will. So let me take another break, the last one of the show. We'll take another break. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And we are back, everybody. It's about 10, 12 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. I think I got put in Facebook jail, maybe because I was talking about the migrants. And again, I sympathize with the folks who come here from other countries and who are into desperation. I mean, I can only imagine the desperation of crossing a river, a raging river, such as one that separates the United States from Mexico, and folks are trying to cross these rivers. And the man who passed away with his daughter on his back, and that was supposed to be demonstrative of the desperation. That was a tearjerker type of move that the movie that they made. You know, you came here legally. You came here legally. You, in the dead of night, or in the middle of the day, whatever the case may be. You came here. You came here illegally, and now you want to cry about how you're being treated. You know, the United States wasn't ready for this. The United States wasn't. They usually just turn them away, you know. But in this new day and age of bleeding hearts and stuff like that, you know, they don't turn people away anymore. It used to be just catch them and turn them away. Shit. Catch them, process them, turn them back. They don't do that anymore. Now you got to bring them in. Clean them up. And whose responsibility is that? It's not ours. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, who says, thank you, brother, for the birthday wishes. Go to Newark or Patterson or Passaic and get the homeless off the streets. Don't worry about these people because they came here and now they're crying. I pray every night for the homeless that are really Americans. Yes, the homeless Americans, the homeless veterans, who fought for this country and now who are suffering from PTSD and all of these other situations, a lot of them panhandling, legs blown off through the raggedy wheelchair, panhandling on the streets of Newark, New York City, San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Detroit, Dallas, all over across America. We have our veterans who served this United States of America and who now can't get a meal, can't get a job, can't get proper health care. And we're running down to the border. We're crying about these folks, how they're being treated. What about how Americans are being treated? And I got nothing against Hispanics or these folks, these migrants. I have nothing against them. But we have to be practical. See, because we don't look at, for example, with Trump and Cummings, Elijah Cummings, the congressman from Maryland, and the comment that Trump made about West Baltimore. So I've been to West Baltimore. And he, you know, Trump, yeah, I mentioned this earlier. I mentioned I would talk about this on the program. We got a few minutes left. And Trump, I've been to West Baltimore. Scary place. Scary. I'm going to tell you, I was scared. Because you can see the landscape changing as we were driving. We were trying to find a great Black and Wax Museum. And we're driving in because we stayed in Baltimore Harbor, Inner Harbor. So we're driving, and the landscape is changing, and things are starting to look worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm like, oh, I think we need to turn around. You know, they were giving away houses, $1 a piece. These beautiful, ornate brownstones at one time were home to the wealthiest folks in Baltimore. Now are burned out, bombed out shells. The whole area is destroyed. And we don't want to cop to that. You don't want to cop to that. In my case, it's those veterans who would benefit if we legalize immigrants. No, no. And let them pay into Social Security and other taxes. No, no. That's not going to do it, Lamont Gates. The money should have already been there for those veterans. We shouldn't have to get it up the backs of people who crashed the system and are coming to the United States of America illegally. No, but we don't face up to reality, referring to Trump and Elijah Cummings. That area is bad. It is a mess. And I'm not agreeing with Trump. I'm talking about what I saw in West Baltimore. It is a mess. In a lot of these areas where these where black folks are councilmen, senators, congressmen, even the president of the United States at one time, Barack Obama, whose hometown is Chicago. Chicago hasn't changed. It's gotten worse. Chicago is worse than it was in 2009 in that park where Barack Obama walked out with his two daughters who were young at the time, and his wife, Michelle, and 2 million people looking for hope and change. Guess what? Hope and change didn't come. The hope and change did not come. Barack Obama, president for 8 years, and hope and change didn't come because the mindset of the people has to change. You can't legislate folks into doing the right thing. The mindset has to change. Shout out to Mike Gates, who says, yes, but he's the president of that city and state. Why not provide a solution so that it could fit the slogan of Make America Great Again? Well, we got to get, we something we can see. We, a lot of times, we don't want to get honest. And I know a lot of assembly people, congress people, you know, not all of them personally, but I study this stuff as a journalist. And nobody wants to tell the truth. Nobody wants to tell the truth. Oh, you're being negative. Oh, you're being negative. No. These areas where black folks live are bombed out, burned out, dangerous places where you can't even walk the street at night. This is what it is. This is what it is. And we have people who hold council positions and mayors. You notice that the mayors of all the bad towns, black folks are mayors. Baltimore, Detroit, you know, some of these Newark, New Jersey, you know, some of the worst, and I wouldn't say worst places, but some places where, you know, where there are serious problems. People getting carjacked, and a black person walks up to my window and wants to take my car. What kind of craziness is that? You know, so we're not being honest. We're not being honest about what's going on in the black community. Because you go to some other areas, like Palisades Park, Koreans have completely taken over that town. Completely taken over the town. But they're not hanging on the corners. There's no ghetto. You know. Whatever they're doing behind closed doors. They don't do it on the street like we do. We're not telling the truth 4 minutes before the hour. We're not telling the truth about what's going on in Black America. We're making excuses. Oh, it's going to be all right. Oh, speak it into existence. Knock it off. Knock it off. You're not speaking nothing to an existence. Unless the mindset of black folks in America changes, we're doomed. We're going to continue to get shot by the police. We're going to continue to be marginalized when we walk into Sears or JCPenney's. We're going to continue to be ostracized. Driving while black, et cetera, we're going to continue to be there until we get our ish together. So let's knock it off with this tiptoeing through the tulips type of attitude. Don't say this, don't say that. No, we got to say it. Charles Malone Gates says, didn't Obama create My Brothers, My Keeper program for the same neighborhoods? All he's saying is that the feds should try and work with those states. Yeah, there are feds in Lamont Gates. We can't rely on the feds. We can't rely on the feds to prosecute a rogue cop for killing one of our people. So how can we expect them to, it's going to be us. They didn't step in for the Koreans. The United States government didn't step in for the Jews that we know of. We need to step our own game up. We got to get honest with what's going on in the black community in America today. It's crazy, craziness. We're scared of our own people. We're afraid of our own people. Don't worry about the Klan or the white supremacists or the skinhead. No, I don't worry about them. I worry about Pookie. That's what I worry about. I worry about people who look like me. That's what I worry about. I worry about people who are the same color as I am. When I go to white neighborhoods, I don't worry about them. And I go in a lot of white, and I live in so quote unquote white town, Montclair, New Jersey. I don't worry about the people around here, but when I leave here, when I go to Newark, when I go to Orange, when When I go to East Orange, when I go to some of the surrounding areas, yeah, I'm worried. Not necessarily worried, but, you know, you gotta keep your eyes peeled. Anyway, yeah, I'll get back to this next week on another edition of Ron Kelly Show. It's about 2 minutes before the hour. You know, I was work outside and somebody, you ever notice, Black, this is from one of the brothers, so you ever notice when somebody who is not Black wants you to do them a favor, yo, brother man, yo, my dude, yo, brother man, can you have, look, it just annoys the crap out of me when somebody does that. Because if you bumped into me, you wouldn't say, oh, excuse me, brother man. But you call me brother man because you want me to do you a favor. And I understand why people, you know, yo, brother, I'm not your brother. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, but the brother, but the guy, you know, he says, I'm Black on the inside. I'm like, really? I'm, you know, just shut up. Whatever it is, I'll try to help. But that's what people do. Yo, cuz. My cuz. We haven't said cuz in years. What you call? What do you mean cuz? When's the last time you heard somebody say cuz? 1989? Somebody said to me the other day, yo, cuz. I'm like, cuz? Hold on. Yeah, that's just an insult. Anyway, and people, help me wish my brother. Help me wish my sister. Help me wish my son. There's nothing original in social media no more. Only thing original in social media is me. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining me today on the Ron Kelly Show. Apologize for the nonsense, the Facebook nonsense that I go through every week trying to shut me down. But no, they'll never shut me down because you can go onto the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel and you can check out any one of the shows. So also still looking for a social media manager. If you know anybody, there's a paid position. I'm not going to just ask you to do me a favor. Brother man. Anyway, 20 seconds left to the program. I want to thank you so much for joining me, Lamont Gates, South Shoreline Chambers, all the folks who regularly join me on the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out. So tell a friend to check this guy out. He might have something you want to hear. Anyway, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And we may not have it all together, but together we certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I am done.